Turn with me, if you would, to the 19th chapter of Luke's Gospel. Let's pray as we read God's Word together. Lord God, may your Word be renewed for us today through your Holy Spirit to speak to us today in this world, in our times, to know that your Gospel is the same no matter when it is preached, but that it reaches hearts and minds and communities and people, no matter how much things around us have changed. So speak the word of truth to us today, Lord. Change us that we may hear, believe, and do. Through Christ's name, amen. He, Jesus, entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our Lord endures forever. So when I was a boy, I was not much of a tree climber. How many of you are tree climbers out there? Okay, so my cousins and a lot of my friends were tree climbers. They liked to climb trees. And so my grandparents had a stand of magnolia trees out in front of the house. And some of my earliest memories are being under those magnolia trees and my cousins climbing the trees and me climbing maybe a branch and swinging maybe on a branch. And otherwise, I would play with the leaves and the flowers and stuff down below because I didn't want to get up too high. That was just not my thing. So swinging, climbing, that'd be about, maybe one branch would be enough. My cousins would climb as high as they could. But I was always on the ground at the bottom. I was the same with monkey bars and gyms at school. I think a lot of the gym equipment these days could have been designed by me because it's so safe and low to the ground, right? Because the gym equipment when I was growing up was a lot higher and a lot more dangerous. It's a wonder that more kids weren't hurt. There weren't more lawsuits that put our schools out of business, but I guess things were just different back then, right? I mean, we had this set of Cowboys and Indians at the school. It was a gym set that was made up of cowboys, and it had a fort. And if you climbed into the fort, you couldn't get out of the fort unless you slid down a fire pole or, I guess, jumped out. I guess they thought things were safer back then than we do now. And I'm sure these lawsuit magnets have now been torn down, right? But needless to say, I don't like heights. If it doesn't have a rail or glass, and even then, if it has a rail or glass, I definitely don't do a lot of climbing. So that leads us to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus may be like you. If you're a climber, Zacchaeus is a climber. And in that way, Zacchaeus is my hero. He's pretty amazing. He climbs up into a giant tree like this one. This is a tree from Jericho. It's about 2,000 years old. A sycamore tree would be a pretty big and long-lasting tree. And so he climbs into this giant tree just so that he can see Jesus. The entrance of Jesus into Jericho must have been a big deal, especially since people like Zacchaeus now had hope that Jesus would deal with sinners, tax collectors. And he was going to struggle to see Jesus. When you're a kid, if you go to a parade, maybe an adult puts you up on their shoulders or puts you towards the front so that you can see. Zacchaeus didn't have anybody to do that. He was going to struggle, especially because of his physical perspective. He was short. Nobody was going to help him. Nobody was going to move out of the way for Zacchaeus. If they saw Zacchaeus coming, they were going to probably prevent him from getting close to Jesus. Many people probably hated him because their hard work went to him, and there was nothing they could do about it. The Romans were on his side. His taxes probably weren't fair. And even if they were, he was oppressing them on behalf of the Romans. He was a traitor to his people. Now, Jericho was a city of palms. That's what it was famous for. But this sycamore fig tree grew there too. It's a story that plays on the reality of its surroundings. It'd be like setting a story in Lynchburg at a certain chicken establishment that has cars going around and around it. It's believable. Zacchaeus is amazing for two reasons. One, he climbs into a tree. That feat, especially for an adult, is treacherous. There were no fire trucks to get you down. There was no emergency room to go to and set a broken bone. He's probably risking his life doing this. Sometimes faith takes physical courage. To put your body and yourself on the line for what you believe and what you want to believe, to do what's right, might mean you have to put yourself in a place that is uncomfortable, maybe even threatening. To stand up for what's right, to stand up and be counted, means to have faith, and sometimes having faith means putting your body on the line. Zacchaeus put his body on the line. God is asking us from time to time to put our body into places that's uncomfortable. Zacchaeus was also amazing in his willingness to humiliate himself. You've got to understand the way that people lived back then, with their robes and their sandals. This was not exactly a tree-climbing outfit that Zacchaeus would have been wearing that day. He didn't have on pants. He didn't have on tennis shoes. Climbing shoes. But worse than that, no self-respecting head of household adult like Zacchaeus would ever humiliate themselves like this. Just like the father who runs out of the house in Jesus' story about the prodigal son, that no head of household would run out of their house like that, and that's what's so amazing about that story. No self-respecting adult would climb a tree. He probably wouldn't even want to leave the house. Zacchaeus is the kind of man with enough power and wealth where Jesus would come to him. Zacchaeus has to hike up his robes to climb. And so Jesus can see a symbolic willingness to change even in climbing the tree. Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus thinks Jesus is more important than his pride, more important than his station in life, more important than anything. Sometimes our faith means being willing to humiliate ourselves. Reaching out and being in a place that we are not comfortable in socially. Talking and being with people that we are not comfortable with socially. Humiliating ourselves, knowing that our station is not the most important, but Christ's is. Zacchaeus also had great faith. Zacchaeus believed that meeting Jesus meant something. He simply wanted to see Jesus. Imagine if you heard a rock star or a politician coming to town, somebody you really liked, someone famous, and you went out to simply see them. Zacchaeus believed that seeing Jesus could simply change him. Zacchaeus is also a guy who gets it right. Of all the people in the Gospel of Luke, if you were reading it straight through like a book, you would see that Zacchaeus could be seen as a hero. He's not like the man who has come up earlier in the story, the rich young ruler. This young man comes to Jesus and wants to know what he can do to inherit eternal life. He calls Jesus good teacher, and Jesus says, "Don't call me good. Think about the commandments, that you don't steal, don't kill, all these things that you've heard and known your whole life. The young man answers, "Oh yes, Jesus, my whole life I've kept the Ten Commandments. I haven't killed anybody. I haven't stolen anything." And Jesus says, "That's great. That is absolutely great. Now there's one more thing you need to do. Go and sell all you have and give it to the poor." And what do we hear in the story from Luke? We hear that the young man walks away disappointed, shaking his head because he can't do this. He is so in love with his possessions, so in love with what he has, that he can't sell them and give to the poor. Because this young man worships possessions and not God. This young man does not have space for Jesus because of his space for everything else in life. Every time we move houses in my family, we lose something. Something. We're going to lose something. And in this past move that we made last year, I lost something. I don't know where it is. It's a philosophy book. And it is bothering me all the time that I don't know where this book is. But it shouldn't, because I've picked it up a grand total of about 4 times in 10 years. Promising myself that I'm going to finish this book, and I never do. Knowing that I shouldn't really be missing this book at all. Wherever it is probably doing something more important than it is right now, than it would be with me right now. Jesus is calling us away from this love of things and possessions to a love of God, to finding our fulfillment in who God is and who God is within us and who Christ is making us out to be from day to day. We love our possessions, but we should love our Lord. You see, Jesus, when he calls Zacchaeus out from the tree and invites himself to Zacchaeus' house, Jesus has other plans for Zacchaeus. Because Zacchaeus comes down from the tree, which I can only imagine how long this took, Zacchaeus to climb back down from the tree. It was probably hard enough getting up, but to get back down from the tree. But he comes down, and without Jesus commanding him, without Jesus asking him to do this, without prompting him, Zacchaeus says, "I am going to sell half of what I have and give it to the poor and make restitution to anybody that I have made a mistake with 4 times. He must have a lot of money, to make that promise, but B, something has changed in him. Something has changed within Zacchaeus. Because he is no longer holding on to those things. He realizes that doing right in Christ is what is the most important thing in his life now. And he hasn't made this transactional in any way. He hasn't done like the rich young ruler and asked what he gets out of this. Instead, he knows that the poor are in need and that he has more than he needs. We live in a world today that really worships our possessions. If you don't think you worship your possessions, we would ask you to do this right now. Get your phone out, and if it's an iPhone, it has screen time. If it's somehow an Android phone, there's some way to do this too. But turn on your screen time and just turn your phone off. I dare you to do that for a day, a week. Then you'll really see how addicted we are to possessions. If you're not a user of cell phones, maybe there's something else that you have to do every day. But it would be very easy for God to reveal this to us, what's really become important in our lives. The real purpose of the story of Zacchaeus is to show us a sinner who gets it right. The guy who was really worshiping and obsessed with money and possessions is willing to part with it in favor of Jesus. And Jesus says that salvation has come to Zacchaeus today. This word today is important in this story. It will take a lot of complicated action for Zacchaeus to follow through on his promises, to sell things and to give them away. That's going to take time. He's not going to do that standing in the street with Jesus. But it can be done. But the faith and the change precedes this action. Who doubts that Zacchaeus would follow through? No one. Today, we're called away from our worship of money and possessions and other things toward our worship of the Lord. Any kind of idolatry that stands in the way of Jesus, Christ is calling us away from. The challenge is that anything must find its rightful place in the presence of Christ. Today is important because of Jesus' mission to seek and save the lost. This may seem tough for us, especially if you've already been found. It's tempting to resent Jesus for that, that Jesus would reach out to the Zacchaeuses of the world instead of us. But that faith and good behavior doesn't get you more credit stored up. In the new community surrounding Jesus, there's no stored up good, only a salvation that's open to all. Now you're a part of his project to seek and save others, to seek and save the lost. And so today is important for each of us, for those who are in Jesus' project of seeking and saving the lost. We are to join with him. But there's no time to wait to respond to Jesus. Jesus is calling to everyone right now. Salvation comes to anyone today who calls upon the Lord. The good news is that you don't need to climb a tree to do it. You can begin believing now and follow the commandments and trust in Jesus now. And trust in Jesus more than any stuff, any person, anything. So today is truly the day of salvation. Salvation is not some day down the road. And it's not some day in the past. The salvation that Jesus worked upon the cross and in his life and death and ministry is for you today. As Paul says, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day for Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to embrace your salvation today. For those who are reaching out in faith to believe as Zacchaeus did, reassure us that you are there. And as we join your project to seek and save the lost, your ministry, your calling, your life, may all be found in the name of Jesus Christ, in whom we live and move and have our being. Amen.